It's called Community Car, and when it opens in September, it will offer those who join access to a fleet of fuel-efficient cars for $4.50 an hour and 40 cents a mile. Members will pay a $15 monthly fee to cover insurance and maintenance. Community Car President Jay Firm says it's a way to use fewer cars more efficiently.
When a person owns a car, most of the time it's just sitting in their driveway or sitting in the parking lot at work. And so what Community Car does is it takes a vehicle and provides it to many more people. So it's used a much higher percentage of the time. And therefore the costs for that vehicle are spread among a group of people rather than an individual.
Firm says average costs for someone using a shared car for 20 hours a month to run errands, go to the movies, and visit friends would run about $120, much less than the typical car payment. A recent survey found more than 1,000 people in downtown Madison might join such a venture. Jeannie Kay is one of them. She sees it as a way for her two-car family to get rid of one and simplify their lives while reducing pollution at the same time.
If 20 or 30 families are sharing one car, then there's going to be less pollution manufactured in the city of Madison.
Car sharing's been popular in Europe for more than 30 years. There are already 19 car sharing companies operating in cities on the east and west coast of the U.S., serving about 20,000 people. One recently opened in Chicago, so Madison's will be only the second in the Midwest. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.